You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the game!
And we're recording.
Alright, hey everyone, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Woo!
We are keeping our Halloween scary October...
Spooktober!
Yeah, our apparently Spooktober theme going, with a fiasco. And we're playing the Manor Hotel. With a twist. There's a new play set out, be called Living Dead.
What a twist.
And what this Living Dead play set does, it's not a full play set, but we've incorporated stunt dice into our Manor Hotel play set, and those are special dice. And whenever we get one of those, we roll them all, and then we add a Living Dead element to the game. So this is Manor Hotel setup, set in the late 1980s, except there are zombies. And there will be zombies coming into it. So... here's the score for the Manor Hotel, so you all know what's going on. An oasis for weary travelers. The Manor Hotel is 3 miles north of Manor, Kansas, population 1,200. The Manor Hotel is a 20-room motor lodge with its own in-ground swimming pool, now unused. The hotel burned down and was rebuilt in the 50s. Wood paneling and window unit air conditioners were installed in the 70s, and it looks like that's the last maintenance anyone did to the place. Business has been slow ever since they moved the interstate, so 10 of the rooms are closed all the time now. The other 10 rooms are rented and cleaned by a manager who lives on the premises. Movie night is Bottle Rocket, The Big Lebowski, and Twin Peaks. And then the score for Living Dead. Where there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth. Everything has changed. No more paperwork or errands or ball games. We still fight and squabble and lie as much as ever. Excuse me? But not for money or drugs or power. When the world has been overrun by the living dead, survival is the only thing that matters. Banding together always seems like a good idea in theory. Strength in numbers, right? Keep believing that if you want, but those people just might kill you before the zombies. Remember, only one thing matters, staying alive. And the movie night is any zombie movie ever. So we're going to start with our Manor Hotel playset, and then when someone resolves a scene with one of the stunt dice... we roll them all together, all four of those dice, and we add a zombie element. So, at the end of some scenes, there might be a bit of a slowdown while we decide what that zombie element's going to be, so bear with us for that, because hopefully it will be worth it.
Mm. And I guess we'll introduce our characters. I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be playing Hap McKenna. Hap is a 36-year-old lieutenant in the Kansas City Mafia. He's coming back to Mana, his hometown, with Meyer's character because they have to dig up a body that's buried in Sumita Creek Lake, or near Sumita Creek Lake, because they're filling in the lake and building a new shopping center. He was the high school quarterback of the Mana, Kansas Lions, and he served with Alex's character in Vietnam for 2 years.
Right on, Meyer. And I play Kyle Everett, who was the town delinquent growing up in Mana. And as Ryan said, we are part of the KC Mafia. However, we are mortal enemies since he is dating my beautiful, smart sister.
I thought I was married to your sister.
Oh, well, you're married.
It's even worse.
Even worse.
Because your mother likes me. Your mother likes me a lot.
Yeah.
And you're not worth...
the worst Thanksgiving ever.
Mm-hmm.
You are not worth her.
Even your mother says, why can't you be more like me?
All right, and I am playing Jackson Kent. I also went to high school with these two guys. And back during high school, I went out on one date with Meyer's smart, beautiful sister. And he got jealous, and we used to be friends before that. And then he and his friends... stripped me down to my boxers, glued a tail on my ass, and pushed me out into the field during halftime, and embarrassed me, and then told everyone that I was so embarrassed I shit my pants, which earned me the nickname Shit Stain for the rest of high school. So Meyer and I aren't friends anymore. No. But I am currently the captain, not the captain, the coach of the Mana High School football team. I went to NAM, served for 2 years with Ryan, and then came back home, worked for a while, and then became football coach, because this is Middle America.
We're not friends anymore, but I don't want to try to kill you.
That's good. Yeah. So I'm a step above Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of think for Meyer's character, if you guys have been watching Boardwalk Empire, think Jip Rossetti.
Yeah. Well, possible.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what happens.
We'll see how the character goes.
What's your sister's name, Meyer?
Isabella.
Okay.
Isabella Everett.
Isabella Everett.
Oh, no, it's Isabella McKenna now.
Yeah, Isabella McKenna.
Yeah, McKenna.
That's the first thing I came up to. That's a nice name.
All right, so who wants to start this one off?
You started, so...
Okay.
Again.
Honestly, it might make more sense if one of you guys starts with coming into town.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'll start then. All right, so this is, in this scene, we are driving. We're driving a black Lincoln into town.
Oh, by the way, it is 1988.
That's right. It is 1988. We are in our mid-30s. My character is. I'm going to say he's balding, but he's chosen to shave his head rather than watch himself slowly go bald. He's wearing dark suit and sunglasses. He's been kind of hypnotized by the road because they've been driving for an hour from Kansas City back to their hometown. They cross the town line in the middle of a cornfield, Mana, Kansas, Pop 1200, and Hap snaps off the radio and says, "So here we are, back home."
We're talking now, okay.
You know, we should talk. We haven't really said much to each other this whole time.
That wasn't in the description. We just get the bodies, put them in somewhere else, and then we're done.
Well, look, I don't want to get in your way here, Kyle, but Isabella did ask me to look in on your mother.
So you are not gonna see Mom.
She's my mom now, too.
Now, listen, Kyle. She's my family now, too, and I'm just as concerned as you are. Isabella's very worried about her ever since she had that fall.
Out of the two of us, I'm the only one that's taken care of my mom. You stay the fuck away from her. Or maybe you're a mom, I might have a trip and fall.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, let's get one thing straight here, Kyle. I'm in charge of this operation. I have to make sure everything goes smoothly.
Wait, are you trying to think... I'm sorry, did you think I meant I was going to do something? Old ladies can have accents all the time.
You know, it would have been perfectly all right for Brother John to send you out here by yourself, except for the fact that you're such a fuck-up and he doesn't trust you.
Right.
He sent me here to hold your fucking hand through this entire thing.
Keep driving, you fucking asshole.
All right.
All right, but I think the white guy, you kind of put him in his place for a while.
Yeah.
Or do you want to make it a tilt die? I mean,
No, because you gave it to me, so it's not really like I can choose.
Well, I mean, I could make it a...
Well, like I said, that would have been up to you, so...
Right. I don't know if we wanted to bring zombies in just...
No, probably not. I'd say let's let it ride for a little bit. So... For the rest of the time we're in town, let's just try to stay out of each other's way, get this body moved and go home in peace.
Stay away from my mom.
All right.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to give Meyer my white die. Because I have a feeling that I just kicked the hornet's nest there. All right, Meyer, you're up.
All right. Wait, where do you live with my sister?
I'd assume somewhere in Kansas City.
So my sister is in Atlanta.
Not yet,
but that's why I said I think she should be alive, because yeah. She could always show up.
Let's see, I'm debating whether or not I'm going to see my mom, or if this is just going to set up our rooms and mana. Get to the hotel.
Well, it's something that advances the story, I think. Yeah. So
I guess I'll see my mom, I guess.
Alright.
So, I guess we go to the hotel.
I drop you off. You ask me to drop. Well, how about this? I drop you at your house.
Alright. And I go see my mom, who got a metal hip because she fell down and broke her hip.
I was kind of thinking one of the things on here is a fever that won't break, so maybe you go to see her and she's actually sick.
Alright.
With the zombie virus. But we don't know that yet.
I don't know.
And she's got a fever, why not?
Yeah.
You want to be the mother or shall
we?
Sure. Alright.
I feel like go off the door and not...
Come in.
Mom?
Oh, Kyle, is that you?
Mom, I come here to give you a hug and a kiss.
Oh.
Oh, your mom is wearing... She's wearing a gown and slippers. She's in her pajamas. She looks kind of pale, and her forehead is a little clammy.
What's wrong with you?
Just a little fever. I'll be all right, dear. I'm gonna go sit back down on the couch, though. Come on in.
What, you want me to get some tea or something? Or?
Oh, that would be lovely, dear.
Kyle's whole like demeanor whenever he's in front of his mom is like a little boy.
He loves mom.
Oh, yeah.
His mom and his sister are the only two people in this world he cares about.
Right.
Oh, Kyle, thank you.
She sits down on the couch and just kind of, like, lays back.
So long are you sick? You see a doctor about this?
Oh, don't be silly. I'll be fine.
You're sick. You gotta...
Oh, it's just a little fever. I'm resting and I've been drinking tea and eating some crackers.
How long have you been sick?
Oh, just about a day or so.
Let me give you a thermometer, see your temperature.
All right, you take it out a minute later. It's 105.
Wow, she's pretty sick.
If it was 105, she wouldn't be able to like get up and answer the door.
She's a stoic Kansas farm woman. I'm sure she'd muddle through.
We'll say 102.
Okay.
I'm going to call the doc.
No, Kyle, don't do that.
Don't worry, Mom. It's the doc. I'm sure it's no problem for the doctor.
At least make me a cup of tea first.
During the temperature, I would get.
Oh, you're right. The water has to boil. Okay.
Yeah.
So you.
Thank you.
So she takes a cup of tea and starts to sip it.
I pick up the cord phone. And I take it from the kitchen, and I go into the room so she doesn't hear me, and I call the doctor.
Dr. Gildebrand's office.
Dr. Gildebrand.
This is Kyle Everett. My mom, Mary, is sick, and I want the doctor, come by and give her a checkup.
Now, the doctor only does house calls after 5, so... we'll schedule you in for this evening.
Feel like he should be really busy.
I'm very sorry. We've had a lot of people call scheduling appointments with Dr. Gildebrand today. He's all over the place.
Let me talk to the doctor.
I'm afraid.
Let me talk to the doctor.
Sorry, everyone.
I'm afraid he's with a patient right now.
You know how long my mom has been a patient of the doctor's? You know how much money we've given the doctor? I can at least speak to the doctor.
I'm well aware, sir. I'm well aware. How
he's
is your mother?
Doctor in town.
Yeah, he is the only doctor in town. How is your mother's hip, by the way?
It's good. But she has 102 fever, so I want to talk to the doctor right now.
Very well, sir. I'll see if I can find him. Alex, you want to be Dr. Gildebrand?
Hello, this is Dr. Gildebrand.
Dr. Gildebrand, it's Kyle Everett.
Mr. Everett, what can I do for you? How's your mother's hip?
It's okay.
Glad to hear it. Can we please make this quick? I have a great deal of patients in my waiting room.
Yeah, well, my mom has 102 fever.
Ugh, so does everyone in this town. There's something going around. Look. If you could bring her down to my office, I'll try to squeeze her in, but it's going to be tight. You'd have to bring her by around 3. Otherwise, I won't be able to get there until about, 9 o'clock tonight.
So if I get there by 3, are you going to take her in right away?
I can't make any promises, Mr. Everett. My waiting room is packed.
How about I throw you a couple bucks?
Look, your mother's a sweet lady. If you can get her here, I'll do my best to see her.
All right. Thanks, Doc. Hey, Mom.
Oh, yes, dear?
Listen, you finish your tea?
Oh, not yet. It was a little hot. I was waiting for it to cool.
All right, I look at the clock. What time? What is it?
Probably left early in the morning, so it's probably like
11?
Yeah, 10, 11 o'clock.
All right, so let's just finish your tea, and then we're going to go to the doctor's.
Kyle, I told you I didn't want to go to the doctor.
I insist.
I'm fine.
I insist. Come on. Please, for me.
All right, I'll go get dressed.
She puts the tea on the table.
I can't carry my mom.
Oh, stop it! I can't.
No, come on, Mom. You're hip.
Oh, all right.
You don't have a car while you're in town, so you have to take your mother's car.
Yeah.
And it's a faded pink Ford from the middle 50s. It's like wide as an entire street.
It's the shittiest car ever. All right. So I guess we go to the doctor's.
All right. Well, that Meyer got a red tilt die.
Yeah.
So now we got to do zombies. All right. So the way this works
just end with her carrying it to the.
Oh yeah. So you lead her to her bedroom.
Yeah, that would answer.
All right. So now we roll all 4 of the tilt dice. So Meyer, you got it. So you get it. So roll all those 4. All
right.
Okay. So we have 1, 3, and 4 to choose.
Now who picks? Meyer picks or?
Yeah, that part it doesn't say. Whenever a player resolves a scene, they can choose a break. Using the stunt die, whenever the scene is fully resolved, it's time to add a living dead element to the game. Oh, whoever resolved the scene should roll all 4 stunt dice to generate some random numbers. Then select a category. So I guess, would Meyer have resolved it, or would you resolve it?
I think I resolved it because I gave him the dice.
Okay, so Meyer rolled them.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I rolled.
But we have 1, 3...
1, 3, and 1, 2, 3s, and a 4.
1, 2, 3s, and a 4.
Yeah, this is our first living dead element.
How much living dead elements can there be?
There'll be 4.
Oh. All right, I think I'm going to go with 1, because that's foreboding.
Okay.
You want to write these down?
Yeah, sure.
Foreboding, and then we've got 2, 3s, and a 4.
That's you.
All right, and 4, a fever that won't break.
Okay.
Because apparently this plague has hit Manna, Kansas.
Right.
I will give this die away to Ryan.
Yeah.
All right, so this is our first living dead element, a fever that won't break. Mm-hmm. It's a foreboding element, which, yeah. Okay. So for my scene, I would guess that Jackson Kent is not only the football coach, but he's probably also the gym teacher.
Yeah, makes sense.
Let me write that on my sheet.
He doesn't have to teach Jim. He could teach, as long as he teaches something at the school.
That's true. Ooh, he's a science teacher.
Okay.
Because that'll help later.
Yeah,
sure.
That'll be a big help. High school science teacher.
Hey, makes Arst sense. Arst was a high school science teacher.
Yeah, look at how well he did.
Yeah, he said well.
Hey, he knew that dynamite could sweat nitroglycerin. Okay. So I think it's class, and like half the students are absent because everyone is getting sick. Maybe Ryan, the bell rings, everyone lets out, and you come to visit.
Okay.
So I'm just wrapping
up
class.
You're wrapping up class. There, like at least half to two thirds of the seats are empty.
There's like eight people in the classroom.
And half of the kids that are in class are starting to sniffle and look like they're sick as hell.
All right, look, just read chapter 10 for tomorrow and try to get some rest, guys. Half of you guys look like you're half dead.
Bell rings. The kids get up and sort of begin to shuffle out.
Off, yeah.
And you see someone tall, widely built, balding in a dark suit, hands in his pockets, strolls into the classroom. Jackson.
Pap, you son of a bitch. Jackson walks up with you, a big hug.
Yeah, we bear hug each other.
What the hell are you doing here?
Just in town on a little business. I thought I'd pop in and say hello.
Oh, it's great to see you. Picked a bad time, though. There's a bug going around.
Yeah, I've heard office is jam-packed with kids calling out sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Calling their mommies and daddies. Come pick them pick them up from school.
Oh, man, they would never do that back in our day, though. Yep. You got sick, you just had to ride it out. What can you do, though?
Kids are soft these days.
So, business? What kind of business? I start gathering papers together.
He was testing.
It has to do with the new mini mall that they're building out by Sumita Creek Lake.
Oh yeah, they're gonna fill in the lake.
Yep.
Well, it should be good. Hopefully, bring a few more people down here.
I'm thinking about investing in the real estate.
Huh? Might be a little late for that. I think they already bought it all up.
Hmm. True enough.
Man, it's been too long. Look, class lets out at like 3. Want to join me on the field for football practice?
Just like old times.
Yeah, well, a little different. I'm the coach now.
Really?
Yep. 5 years now. 3 state championships.
Holy hell.
Hey.
Now maybe I can show some of these little shits some moves, huh?
He sort of flinches when you call them little shits. Yeah, yeah. Show them what a seasoned pro can do.
Anyway, it's good to see a college boy.
Yeah, you too, farmhand.
Well, I'll see you at practice.
All right, 3 o'clock. Don't be late, or you'll be running laps. Jackson laughs.
All right. Think that.
Yeah. I have to give it away.
Yeah.
Meyer.
That's great.
I didn't want to give it to Ryan because he already has a black die.
Yeah. I was gonna say after the next bunch of half dead kids shuffles in.
Yeah.
Hap walks out, and you know, you look up from your lessons occasionally to see him staring wistfully at
the trophy case. Yep, wandering around, left the field outside and the other classrooms.
Right. Hmm. Okay. I want to bring this together, but.
What if you actually come into the house, you still stop by Mom, even though I said no? Because what am I going to...
Well, I was going to say, how about this? This will be my scene. The two of us are at practice, and What can happen?
One of the kids could, like, collapse.
That's what I was thinking. We have to drive them over to the doctor's office.
Okay. All right, yeah, that's
so good. We run into...
Meyer and his mom.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, Meyer. And Kyle.
All right, so,
All right, so it's practice.
Pretty much the same scenario as class. All of the kids are half dead. The only reason that most of the football players are here is because if they miss practice, they'll be benched for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
You know, they're all sick as dogs and barely paying attention. You know, and you introduce me as your friend, the former quarterback.
All-state
champion
quarterback.
I come out, I got my clipboard and my whistle, I blow my whistle. All right, listen up, girls. This here is Hat McKenna. This man has forgotten more about playing football than you guys have ever known. Walk by that trophy case every day, half those things in there, this guy won. I want you to listen to him. He's going to teach you what it means to be a football player. Especially you, Hans. Oh, fuck, I just had a good name. Especially you, Ricky. The new quarter, point to the quarterback. You can learn a thing or two from this guy. We're never going to make it to states again if you guys keep playing like shit.
Coach, I don't really feel good.
Look, Ricky, we need to have practice today. All right, we have a game on Sunday.
All
right. Against the Jaguars. Our biggest rivals.
The Stetsonville Jaguars.
The Stetsonville Jaguars. No. The Milburn Jaguars.
The Milburn. Okay. Milburn Jaguars. All right.
Or the Milburn Windmills?
New Bern.
Oh, that's right. New Bern.
Yeah, it's New Bern.
All right. It's the New Bern Millers.
The New Bern Millers. Okay.
We have our game on Sunday against the New Bern Millers.
All right, Coach. I'll play.
That's the spirit, Ricky.
All right, kid, let's see what you got. On your feet.
All right.
Laps, come on. He blows his whistle again. Twice around.
Says Ryan.
Before Ricky even, gets out on the track, it's obvious that he's just, like, covered in sweat.
Yeah. His pads and helmet are just, like, weighing him down.
Yeah.
You guys are talking, and all of a sudden...
So he makes it, like, a quarter of the way around the track.
Yeah.
And he just collapses. Oh. Coach!
Coach! Holy
oh,
shit.
My God. Oh, crap. Run over. Ricky! Okay.
Maybe we better get him to a doctor, Jackson. He's burning up.
Yeah. All right. Guys... Oh. Practice is over. We're going to take Ricky to the doctor.
Old Doc Gildebrand.
Call an ambulance?
No, Doc Gildebrand will be able to handle it.
Okay.
It's nothing. Just
I think like the nearest hospital would probably be
Kansas City.
Yeah.
The kid just being a smartass. All right.
Yeah. Shut up, Tommy. All right, rest of you. Three more laps, then pack it in.
Shit stain. You hear whispers of shit stain.
All right, let's get him up.
Yeah, we lift him up, put him in my car. All right, Ricky, don't worry. We're going to get you to the doctor.
Ricky's just moaning with his eyes closed.
All right, we arrive at Doc Gildebrand's house. He's got his practice right in his waiting room is basically his front parlor. So,
right.
But even so, we see the block is jammed with cars. There are people sitting out on his front porch, and we lead Ricky up, and I catch sight of Kyle and Mrs.
Everett. You don't even know your mother's last name, and she likes you. What a fucking...
I'm just that good.
But her name is Mary.
Mary.
Everett.
I'm gonna. I, Marianne I like better.
Okay.
It's a middle America kind of twist. All right. Marianne, Kyle, what's going on here?
Oh, Pap, hello, dear.
She's having a fever. What did you do that kid?
He collapsed at practice.
Shit stain.
Everett.
What are you doing here?
This is my quarterback. I'm bringing him to the doctor.
Wait, you're the coach?
Damn straight.
Oh. Kid collapsed on the field, Kyle. Seems to be some kind of bug going around.
Keep away from my mom, then. Don't want him, her catching anything on top of whatever this kid's got.
Oh, dear, I already told you I'm fine.
At this point, Marianne leans over and vomits.
Oh, God.
There's blood mixed in.
Hey, doctor! Kyle stands up, doctor!
No one. The room, the waiting room inside is so crowded and noisy.
And he just runs up to the...
There's like a little desk with a nurse, with like one nurse.
He knows.
I know.
Kyle knows where the doctor is.
Sir, you can't go! Sir,
shut up! Tries to, like, open the door.
You just, like, go from exam room.
Yeah. The doctor is in the middle of taking someone's blood pressure.
You get your ass out of here. My mom's throwing up blood.
I'm with a patient.
I just grab his... My mom is throwing up blood. Get the fuck in there right now.
The doc pushes you off. Look, Everett. I've got 100 patients out there. Now you sit your ass down and wait your turn.
All right. I just grab and I...
I was going to say, this is probably where Kyle... that's my character. Where Hap comes in also and helps you drag the doctor out.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know if it's gonna be.
This is my scene.
So. I know. I don't know if it's gonna be.
Sorry. So I look over. Sorry, Mrs. Petrie. We need to borrow Doc Gildebrand. We'll have him right back.
Get your hands off of me.
Get your ass outside, Doc.
Yeah.
Fine. He pushes you off and starts walking outside. Oh God. Mrs. Everett. Get her. Bring her into room 4.
I told you I'm fine.
No, Mrs. Everett, I'm going to take a look at you.
Come on.
All right. So the doctor brings her in. I think that's I don't know if that was good or bad.
Well, she got medical care.
That's not your scene. It's his scene.
It's my scene.
Well, she's my mother-in-law.
That's
yeah,
true.
Too,
all right, so that's... Or it's bad because now she's throwing up blood.
Yeah, I would say...
Yeah, she's getting a lot worse.
Yeah.
There you go. It's bad.
All right. I give this to Alex.
Never die. All right, so Meyer.
Well, this is... Just so, I go in...
Exam room 4.
Happy goes with me, I guess. But I don't really care since I'm all just about...
Jack Jackson is outside with his quarterback still. Bring him into the doctor's office.
I'll be Doc Gildebrand if you want to be the mother, or we can do it the other way, whatever.
I don't think the mother's going to be doing much. I mean, you're already in the scene, so
yeah.
I'll be there.
Okay, so sure.
Breathing pulses shallow or pulses slow, breathing shallow. This is one of the worst ones I've seen. When did she get sick?
Said like a day or two ago.
I wish you had called me sooner.
Well, yeah, that's... You know, Mom, she doesn't call you at all.
Mrs. Everett, when did you get sick?
I told you, dear. I'm fine.
Mom, you're not fine. You're throwing up blood.
She opens her eyes, and they just look completely bloodshot.
Oh.
And all, you know, all the color is drained away from her face. Oh, shit.
I think it's about that time.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, the doctor, he takes out one of those eye things and is looking. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with her. I don't know what's wrong with any of them.
Her pupils aren't responding or anything. She's,
what do you think it is?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, all these people also have it, probably, right? That's what you're saying?
I know. I've been trying to figure it out. I drew some blood. I sent it down to the hospital, but...
You're a doctor, and you don't know what this fucking sickness is?
Mr. Everett, I'm trying my best to figure it out.
All right. Kyle, step back and let the doctor do his job. He's not going to help your mother with you breathing down.
He takes out a stethoscope and starts feeling around. What? No, that's not right. He takes out his stethoscope and, like, cleans it off and cleans out his ears and puts it back in and holds it to her chest.
What seems to be the problem, Doc?
I need to get a new stethoscope. He walks out of the room.
I put my... I'm like, what the fuck is he talking? I put my ear to her chest.
She has no heartbeat. But she's moving. She's still... Yeah.
Fine.
The doctor comes back a minute later with a different stethoscope. What's it? That's impossible. He takes her pulse now. That's... Her heart's not beating.
With a sudden jerky movement, Mrs. Everett grabs Doc Gildebrand's wrist in like a vice grip.
Yeah, Mrs. Everett!
Mom, get off, Mom. We don't, I grab my mom's...
Doctor tries to pull himself away, but it is like a vice grip.
And I think at this point we should probably kill the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She lunges forward and bites down into his shoulder.
No, I think it's neck.
His neck? Okay.
She just, like, latches on and rips it. Neck. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Fuck,
Marianne.
Blood goes flying everywhere. She starts, like, chowing down on the doctor's neck.
I kind of, like, gets rest, like, throw my mom off of her. Yeah.
The doctor falls to the ground, spasming, clutching at his neck.
Towel or something or something. I put it on his neck.
Yeah.
The doctor is very quickly going pale.
What do we do?
Hang on a second. Jackson's a science teacher. He'll know what to do.
Your mom, you pushed her in the corner.
And what do you tell Jackson? My mom fucking just ripped his fucking throat out.
Watch your mother. Jackson will know what to do. I dart out into the waiting room and I just grab you. Jackson,
wait, what?
Jackson, get in here. Jackson, get in here. Something's wrong with
Ricky. Just stay here. I follow you into the room.
Holy shit! What the fuck happened?
Doc!
One minute the doc was inspecting my mother-in-law, and the next minute she was on him. She just tore his throat out.
Jesus Christ! Jackson presses the towel against the doctor's throat, but he's already unconscious.
You fixed the doctor.
Fixed the doctor! He doesn't have a neck anymore!
Fixed the fucking doctor!
Look, there's nothing I can fucking do. He's dead. They checked his pulse. He's gone. Oh. He's fucking dead. What the fuck happened to your mom?
She's
sick.
She's currently clawing at the wall. Just
she's
sort of
sick. In she has a whatever these guys, everyone else in the town has. All right. This is not her fault. All right. This is her sick.
Okay, but then, if she's got the same thing as all of them, then it's only a matter of time before everyone else goes crazy.
She's not crazy. She's not crazy.
She just ripped the fucking guy's throat out with teeth.
Mom isn't fucking crazy. She's fucking sick. You stupid fucking idiot.
Kyle, let's keep your cool here. We're gonna take care of this, okay? I'll call up Brother John. He'll fix up everything. All right?
How did I get my mom?
So much blood.
So how are we...
You take your mom, sneak her out the back, take her home,
and
put her to bed.
In his panic, Jackson runs his hand through his hair and slicks his hair back with the blood. Doctor's blood.
Good one. Nice.
What?
Your fucking hair, you idiot.
Oh God.
You're doing it more. That's good. All right. So you deal with this guy and I'll...
Take your mother home. Say the doctor fell ill. We'll send everybody to the hospital over in New Bern.
So you grab her. She turns to you. And she goes, "Rah!"
Come on, get her.
And tries to bite at you.
Stop. Rah, rah,
rah. I put a tower under her mouth. All
right, she goes.
Come on, let's go.
Oh God!
All right, one or two people notice you. Her heart, she's just covered in blood, yeah. And you take her out the back. You can see some people in the window. What's going on?
Mind your fucking business.
My.
I walk out. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been a bit of an incident. Possibly some contamination here. I don't mean to alarm any of you, but if those of you who are waiting to see Doc Gildebrand, I'm sorry, the doctor is ill now and he's unavailable, so I recommend that you all get in your cars and drive over to New Bern. I know it's a 25-minute drive, very inconvenient.
The waiting room just erupts into chaos. What do you mean the doctor's sick? I've been waiting here for 3 hours to see the doctor. And it's just people start standing up and shouting. The nurse behind the desk is trying desperately to calm everyone down.
I'm like 6.5 feet tall and built like a refrigerator, so I just cross my arms and glare at the crowd.
a few people back out, but there's still a lot of yelling going on.
I put my mom in the car, back seat, and I just the driver's like, oh my god, oh my.
She starts like clawing towards the front, trying to get to you.
I put a seatbelt on her. She doesn't care.
Okay, I think that's a good place to stop it.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm gonna give my bed a die.
Well, we got another.
Yeah.
Sorry, I rolled that one.
I got to the zombies. All right. All my scene to the zombies.
All right, 2, 3, 3, 6. Mm-hmm. Again, with the 2, 3. All right, so we can go from foreboding to instability.
Yeah.
Widespread power outage. Rapidly dwindling. Irrationality. I'm not leaving. I don't care if they're dead. I won't shoot my family. Oh, we can't do that one. We don't have a one. And 6, escape. It would either be sewer and utility tunnels and parking shuttle.
I don't think we're quite at the escape phase.
Well, I don't think it has to come into play right now.
No, that's true.
But I think the instability would probably be good. So that would be either barely contained food supply. Oh, don't write it down yet.
Okay.
Because that would have to be either barely contained. Oh. All right. So I think, yeah, so we'll do instability with widespread power outage. Things are going to go from bad to worse. So that's yours to give. That was Ryan's. And these two are still here.
Ryan can keep. Oh, here you go, Ryan.
Thank you.
You're my brother-in-law, so I got to make sure you're okay.
All right.
And your mom's a zombie.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe we should skip the tilt for this one, because, I mean, I think the living dead thing kind of acts like the tilt.
You can get even worse.
What do they say in the packet?
If a stunt die is chosen, the zombies must show up in the scene somehow. This is not clear, a good or bad outcome, it's a zombie outcome, but we're doing that. When the scene is fully resolved, it's time to add a living dead element to the game. Oh, this is when calculating the tilt and aftermath. Don't roll the stunt dice, they don't contribute to your end fate.
So we still have a tilt.
So we do still, yeah. Okay, yeah, so we still do a tilt.
Okay.
Alright, so my scene now. Okay, Jackson is in the examination room with the doctor. Kneeling in front of him, blood all over my hands, panicking, blood in my hair now too, panicking. Like, oh my god, what the fuck, what do we do? Oh my god. When Doc Gildebrand's eyes pop back open. Oh, Doc! Oh, thank God! You're alive! I thought you were dead. Okay, just stay
blood
down.
Blood is still spitting out of
him.
Yeah, blood is still, like, seeping out of his wound. Don't try to move. You're hurt pretty bad. We're gonna get you an ambulance to get you to the hospital.
The area around the wound has kind of like started to turn bluish green, and almost as if the flesh is dying, or dead, rather.
He's just reaching for
it. Go, Doc, just stay down.
He just keeps reaching for it.
Back off!
Says, like, tries to grab for your face.
Whoa! I hit his hand away. I get up and take a step back.
Every time you hit him, he just keeps coming up to you.
What the fuck?
Hap steps back into the room. What's going on here, Jackson?
He's alive. He got up.
He just keeps stumbling towards you.
There's something wrong with him. He shouldn't be up and about like that. He should be dead.
Jackson, I need you to check something for me.
What?
Hap walks around behind the dock and grabs him like in a full body hug and gets his arms into and puts him in like a headlock.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to see if his heart's beating.
What?
Just do it.
Jackson grabs an arm and puts his fingers to his wrist. No, he doesn't have a pulse. But he puts his hand on his chest.
By the way, the dog is running to just keep us stumping.
Oh, yeah. I'm staying while he's... Jackson puts his hand on the doctor's chest. His heart's not beating.
Same thing happened with Marianne.
What?
Right before she started acting this way and tore the doc's throat out.
They're dead. But they're alive. What the fuck?
Doc, this kid is just thrashing.
what do we do with them?
All right, I want you to go out on the front lawn. There's a black Lincoln. Keys are in my front pocket. In the trunk, you'll find a length of nylon rope.
What? What do you need rope for?
I'm going to tie him down.
Tie him down?
We can't very well let him go out loose like this.
Yeah, right. Can't go... Right. I gingerly reach around the doctor and pull the keys out of your...
still snapping.
Yeah, pull the keys out of your pocket. I run out into the waiting room. People gasp because my hands and face are just covered in blood.
By the way, like you're the kid, Ricky is up on his feet.
I don't think he's that bad yet.
Oh.
I feel like your mom was a little further along than everyone. Right. I feel
Coach.
Like shit's going to hit the fan. Like,
Coach, what's going on?
Oh, don't worry, Ricky. You're gonna everything's gonna be fine.
Did we beat Newbern?
Yeah, we beat him. We beat him, Ricky. I run outside, find the black blanket, open the trunk, gasp because that's some of the other things that are in there. Wondering why someone would need so many shovels,
yeah,
axes,
spades, and lime. And...
Yeah, I grab the rope, slam the trunk down, run back in. People have started to, like, collapse in the doctor's office.
Earl feels a little blah.
He starts
going. Oh, God. I run back in and close the door to the room. Here, look. It's getting bad out there, man. If other people were infected with this, it could be everywhere. Everyone in town is sick. If you're saying that Everett's mom did this, then everyone who's sick could start acting like that and go fucking crazy.
All right.
I guess I grab the doctor's arms and tie his hands in front of him.
Yeah.
Hand me that towel over there.
Hap goes, all right, new plan. And then he twists the doctor's head the wrong way around, breaking his neck.
The doctor, his
head's still going.
Yeah, the doctor's head turns around and is facing you now, inches from your face.
And he tosses the body across the room.
Okay.
It the body can't move, but the head is still thrashing.
Yeah. What the fuck?
His head falls off the, like...
Yeah, you twist it and his wound just goes wrenching open. I think his head's, like, hanging half off now. But still... Jesus Christ!
All right. If everybody in town's got what they've got,
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yes. Yes, we do. Rapidly.
I'm just going to assume that was a bad ending for me.
No, but it's, oh, actually, no. I would say that's a good ending.
Yeah, you learned.
Yeah, right. All right. Take
is it,
a good
is it a tilt? Is it a zombie dice ending?
No, let's save it
for the second half.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, we learned that there are zombies.
We did the smart thing. We have to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So I think we leave.
Uh-huh.
Slam shut the door to the examination room, and you see Ricky is like lying on one of the chairs, just covered in his own bloody vomit. And there are a few other people now starting to just throw up bloody vomit.
Everybody's sort of collapsing dead or...
And panicking.
All right, so this is
I think half the people there aren't sick. They brought their sick people there.
Coach, don't leave me.
I'll be right back, Ricky.
So there are still some normal people...
Yeah.
All right. So,
like, you know, like a mother with her child. What's going on? What's going on?
What I was
going
to say was Hap ushers everybody out. Who's, you know, and then goes to the back of the Lincoln, takes out a gas can.
Well, I would bet there are people who wouldn't leave. So I mean, kind of what I was picturing is you come out and you're like, listen, everyone, we have to go. You know, like these people are really contagious or something.
Right.
One of the collapsed people. Yeah. Like, some mother is like, what are you talking about? This is my son. And he goes, rah, and like, he reaches over and just, like, grabs her arm and bites her and rips a chunk out. And that's when people start screaming and running out.
All right. And as I said, Hap just calmly strolls out the door, walks over to the town car, pops the trunk, takes out a gas can, walks back into the doctor's office and starts...
What are you doing?
Listen, Jackson, if they're all going to turn into these things, we need to get rid of them.
But what if there's a cure? Could be killing innocent people.
It wouldn't be the first time.
What?
And I share it. I just give you
it. Oh, yeah. Because
we've both been in Nam. I give you a knowing look.
Yeah. You're right. You douse it. I take out a book of matches. I think the whole place starts to go up.
We light up the house.
Shambling corpses that are on fire start to follow us out. We should go.
Yeah.
You're a kid.
Yeah, he's just on fire. They're not even screaming. They're just like
shambling after us. Jesus Christ.
We should go.
He kind of looks like he tries to throw the football.
Ricky.
Fuck Newbern.
That's it. We should parade them all to Newbern. All right, so I'll give this white die to Meyer.
Oh, that'll show those windmill-loving bastards.
All right, so we roll for the tilt.
Yeah.
I'm not winning this one.
I don't roll because...
Why not?
Because these don't count, remember? The stun dice don't count for the tilt of the
seems to be, I mean, they're in our pool, though. They should count.
They said it doesn't.
Huh?
The all rules right. are the rules, Alex.
So we don't have to, it's just you and me, then, Mar.
All right.
Because...
I rolled 10.
All right, I rolled 4 black.
Where did we put the tilt dice? Here we go.
I don't think things could get much more tilted. So now, here, you roll those 3. I'll roll these 3. Alright, so 3...
What? These dice are tilt dice. They don't work for the tilt, do they?
Oh, no. Those don't get counted in the tilts. Right. Okay. So 2, 3, 4. So it's going to be a pretty tight tilt.
Tight.
Alright, you can go first.
Tight.
God, Tuco. I'm liking this one so far.
Yeah, me too.
This is a good... This place sets a good twist. What the twist?
I like the whole Kansas City Mafia bit, getting involved in the zombie apocalypse.
I'm gonna go with tragedy.
If I had to pick somebody to be in the zombie apocalypse, it would probably be a mafia enforcer.
Yeah. All right, so we got 2, 3, 4. So it's either somebody's life has changed forever in a bad way, pain followed by confusion, or death right on time. That's okay. Guilt. Ooh, one of them for guilt is betrayed by friends. I'm going to go with guilt. Just four.
I don't know. Guilt. Trap. There we go, two.
Mm-hmm. You have two and three.
Two and three. Is that wild? If I, or is it?
No, it's just two and three.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then I'll say I get tragedy gets three, pain followed by confusion, and guilt is betrayed by friends.
Okay.
Because guilt, someone develops a conscience. Nah. It's fiasco. Has to.
Yeah.
So what do we got? We've got...
We've got tragedy, pain followed by confusion, and guilt betrayed by friends.
Ooh.
On top of a fever that won't break, which we already covered, and widespread power outage.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
Bad.
Bad. I think as it turns to night, that will definitely rear its ugly head.
All right, so
these are... Wait, not one of those in mine. There we go.
I would have to say it's my scene.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say to you, we have to go, of course, to... we have to go to Kyle's house and get Kyle, and I'm going to have to convince him somehow to leave his mother.
Are you kidding me? We should just leave that fucker. It's nothing but trouble.
Well, listen, if I go back to KC without him... Our boss is going to be not very pleased with us.
Look, and if we go back to get him, we could die.
Listen, if I show up back there without him, it's going to mean my ass. If I don't show up back there...
So you're saying if you told your fucking boss that the fucking dead got up and started walking around, he wouldn't cut you a little slack? I hate Kyle.
But no.
I'm not too fond of him.
No, I'm saying that out of character.
And I know.
I feel like he's your mortal enemy. Mm. You're not necessarily his mortal enemy.
Yeah. No, I would have to say that to my character, we're still family, even though you're a little bit standoffish. Okay. You know, and he kind of looks at you as, you know... kind of an impaired little brother.
Oh, that he even has. Older than you?
What?
Even though I'm older than you.
Because you're such a screw up, he's on the fast track, so he kind of feels like he has to look out for you.
That's why my guy hates you, because he doesn't want anyone looking over.
Look, I didn't tell you this before, but. I married Isabella.
What? Congratulations, man.
Oh, and if I show up back in KC without him, she's gonna be...
Oh. Son of a bitch. All right. How long have you two been married?
10 years now.
Son of a bitch. You didn't invite me to the wedding?
He insisted that we didn't.
I hate that guy so fucking much. Oh. I was just thinking, the tilt, betrayed by friends, and my need to get revenge on Meyer, and no one can know it was me.
You're gonna try to kill me by a zombie?
Yep. We'll see what happens.
Damn it! I keep thinking of badass lines that would probably be a little bit too pithy for this situation.
Nah, it's okay.
All right,
it's a zombie fiasco.
In that case, we see a shambler, coming at us from down the street. And Hap swerves to hit it. And just as he, listen, man, it's high school.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
You got to learn to put the past behind you.
All right, so again, we drive to
Kyle's mom's house. It's just starting to get dark.
Kyle locks his mom into her room, and he's on the phone with Isabella. It's about how mom is really sick, and he thinks she should come and help him out with her.
I guess the front door's unlocked.
Yeah, yeah. We walk right in. Yeah. All the lights in the house are on, because you just went and turned all them on.
Yeah. Isabella, mom's... She's really sick. I think you need a
key here. As you walk in, I slam the door shut and lock it with deadbolt and everything. Oh. I start pulling curtains closed.
Happy's here.
Listen, let me talk to my wife.
This is my sister.
I know. Let me talk to my wife. Hello, yes. Yes, I know. Everything's going to be fine, sweetheart. Everything's going to be fine. I know what Kyle told you, but you need to stay where you are, okay?
What are you talking about?
Stay where you are.
Our mother's sick.
I'm sorry, honey. Your mother's dead.
What the fuck are you saying? She ain't dead. She's in that fucking room right now.
Yeah, yes, I'm very sorry, sweetheart. We did everything we could.
You don't have to hang up, because you're in the middle of explaining what happens, boom, the power goes out.
Hello? Isabella?
You turn, and Kyle's a gun to your head. What the fuck are you saying? My mom's dead. She ain't dead. I hear in the room right now.
Kyle? We all sort of look over to the room where you gestured, and you can hear from inside guttural moaning and crashes as she just, knocks lamps off of the furniture. And
you hear that? With someone dead doing that?
Kyle, look.
Does that sound like your fucking mother?
She's sick.
After you left, the doc was dead. You saw your mom bit his throat out. A minute later, he got up and started acting just like that. He didn't have a heartbeat or anything.
She's sick. There's a lot of weird stuff in this fucking world. Well, let's bring to a hospital. They'll know what to do.
Everybody in town has this weird fever, Kyle.
We need to
get out of here.
I agree, so let's put her in the car and let's bring her to the hospital.
Oh, we're not bringing her anywhere.
What the fuck? We're not bringing you.
I am so fucking sick of your shit, Everett. Just stroll back into town, think you're a big man.
It's between the big boys, shit stain. Get the fuck out.
This may not be the best. I feel like my character's just completely cool under pressure. Jackson, this may not be the best time
for me. I feel like Kyle turns back to you, and as he does, I just walk over and clock him in the face. And the gun goes flying across the, I'm assuming, kitchen floor.
Yeah. What? You're standing over him, I guess, in pitch darkness.
Well, there's like starlight coming in from outside, moonlight, whatever. But it's pretty dark.
It's pretty dark.
Look, man, don't you understand? The fucking power just went out. Shit is going bad.
You just punched me. It's a good one. And I kick you in the balls because I fight dirty.
Hap just calmly walks over and picks up the gun.
And then I start pounding on your feet. Hit me again, you fucking...
Kyle, and you hear the gun cock.
We were just playing, right? Aren't we, Jax?
Fuck you.
Now listen, kids. We're going to need to keep our heads in the game if we're going to get out of this.
Give me back my gun.
You going to behave like an adult?
Yeah. I'm going to take my mom to the hospital.
How do you suggest we do that?
Are you fucking serious?
She's my mother-in-law. If there's a chance...
You said it yourself. She's fucking dead.
We're taking my mom to the fucking hospital.
Listen, it's either argue with him about this and stay here exposed with our asses hanging out in the wind... Waiting for God knows how many sick townspeople to descend upon this house.
You know what? That's a good fucking point. Give me the keys to your car. You can take his mom's car to the hospital.
Fine. Here.
You guys want to go on a fucking suicide run? Look out that window. Do you see how many people are walking through the streets?
There are quite a few people out shambling around.
You guys try to head for New Bern? How many other sick people from this town do you think went to New Bern instead of going to Doc's office? Do you know how many of these things could be in New Bern right now?
What do you want to do, my mom? You want to kill my mom? Is that what you're saying?
She's already dead. We'll leave her here.
That's what you're saying. So you want to kill my mom?
No.
You want to leave her to die?
We'll leave her in the room. When they find a cure, we'll come back and give it to her.
How long's that going to be, then?
I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor.
Listen.
So, wait. So, you're suggesting I just leave my mom for who knows how long, locked up in a room, where she might, you know, someone might come here and kill her, she might starve to death, she might die of dehydration.
That's not your fucking mom anymore.
I keep mistaking my character for your name. Hap has found the candles that your mother keeps under the sink, and he has lit a few of them.
She's not my mom. She'll always be my mom.
Really? Then go give her a fucking hug.
Would you go to your mom, you fucking piece of shit?
My mom's
get out of my mom. Get out of my mom's house.
You staying with him, Hap?
Like I said, I have to.
Jesus Christ.
Give me the key. I'm going to take the stuff out of the trunk. You don't deserve it.
You snatch the keys out of my hand.
I still have your gun, by the way. Yeah. I never gave it back to you.
Give him a gun.
Don't give him a fucking gun, too.
He might need it to defend himself.
He was just pointing at your head a minute ago.
He knows I wasn't going to blow his fucking brains out.
He knows what will happen if he shows up back in KC without me. Yeah. And I release the hammer, hand it out to you butt first.
I put it like back in my pants. Are you outside to get the stuff out of the trunk? Instead of taking it out.
All right, I would say that ended badly. Yeah. And I keep it.
I think we should count the stunt dice when we. I mean, I know it said not to for the aftermath, but
yeah.
It wouldn't really make sense otherwise.
Yeah, I might as well. All right, so we're stuck. I'm stuck with you, and you don't want your mom to die. I kind of reversed myself a little bit, but you know what? She is family, and. I think it really is easier to humor you than to have
this. I don't see me abandoning you anytime soon.
All right, so Mara, you're up.
All right. So I take all the stuff from the trunk and I bring it to the house. And like, all right, so you say there's people attacking us, so let's bar up the fucking place.
So that's it? We're just going to stay here?
She has canned goods in the basement. She stocks piles of fucking cans. She loves canned shit. I don't know why.
Now your parents did build that fallout shelter back in the 50s, didn't they?
Yeah.
Fine, whatever. What are we going to board up with?
It's probably like wood or something in the shed. You want to come with me? Help me out?
No. I want to get the fuck out of here.
All right, here's the keys.
I catch the keys and put them in my pocket.
Go.
I'm not leaving Hap.
Then you're going to help.
Fine, get the fucking wood.
All right. You walk out into the yard, which is poorly kept and horribly overgrown because Marianne is an old woman who lives by herself.
Yeah.
It's a long, dark walk to the shed.
I would imagine there probably really aren't fences between the properties either.
No, probably not.
It's probably like a big open backyard space.
Yeah. It's a long, dark walk to the shed, which is, you know, kind of listing to one side and rotting away.
Like, I open the shed.
Yeah, I got there, you know, there's some planks of wood, nails, hammer.
Yeah.
Your dad's some old tools.
Yeah.
As I take around, there's Mr. Peterson, the neighbor.
Slowly walking towards you from his house.
Mr. Peterson, go back in your house. How was your wife? Yeah, I figured. Shoot him.
All right, you shoot him in the chest. Like, right in his heart. He just keeps walking towards you.
Black blood bubbles out of the wound.
You start just shooting him again. Like, the bullet, you keep hitting his chest. And he just keeps walking towards you. Eventually, one bullet hits him in the head. And you go, bruh! And he just slumps down to the ground.
Fucking asshole.
Your clip's empty.
Yeah. That's all right.
That's for making me pay for that window when I was 8.
My dad had guns at the basement. Shotgun.
All right, you come back in. What the fuck was that?
We heard shots.
Yeah, Mr. Peterson. He wanted a bite of me, so I shot him.
Oh, Christ. All right.
No sound, though, and sound will get some more attention, which means we're more of those more people trying to kill us, so we should
get out of here.
We should board up the fucking place. I'm not abandoning my mom.
We don't have enough wood to board up all the doors and windows.
Then we do.
I'm starting to agree with Jackson here. What happened to New Bern?
What, the hospital?
The hospital.
I don't know. I called it up and there was no one answering.
Yeah.
Christ.
Does your mom have like a battery operated radio or anything?
Probably in the basement, so why don't you go down there? Scared?
Fuck you. I grab a candle and open the door of the basement and start going and go down.
I have a feeling that these candles are going to be a bad idea.
I look around until I find a radio. Grab it, check it to make sure it's working.
I just go down there, grab my dad's shotgun. I ran out of bullets.
I turn on the radio, adjust the antenna, just start. I bring it back upstairs to get a better signal. Just start cycling through all the stations.
This is just a message from the emergency.
I'm just like static, static, yeah. Static, static.
This is a message from the emergency broadcast system. This is not a test. Repeat. Oh, this is not a test. And they go into the whole. We don't know what's going on. The dead are
people who seem to be dead are coming back to life,
right.
Attacking others.
They do the whole Night of the Living Dead speech.
I forget that. But they, it's local, so they probably mention, like, stay away from hospitals.
Yes. The hospital in New Bern has burned down.
Shit. So this is what we do. We board up the first floor. Then I could get to the second if the first floor is boarded up. And then we'll just hang out in the basement in the shelter.
And what about your mom?
Well,
I think she'll be all right. You guys look over. I've opened the door to check on her, and she's eating her cat.
Oh, God.
There. She'll be all right.
Close the door.
I think I'll just wait the night. I'm sure nothing bad's gonna happen.
Are you serious? Did you just say that?
Yeah. I think it might be best if we hole up here for a while.
I don't like to repeat myself.
Alright, fine. Let's start boarding things up.
Alright. So we board up the first floor. And then, I guess that's how my scene ends.
Yeah.
Alright, so you got what you wanted.
Yeah. I think it's time for another zombie die.
Okay.
Isn't that mean my scene? Or that's the next scene, is
no, well, no, this is resolving, because you established. All right. So, you want to do this one, Meyer?
Since you haven't done one yet?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, here, any of those?
I'll take.
All right, so roll those.
It's like...
All right, so you have 1, 2, 4, 5. So
four,
you choose...
Four, 4, and 5.
Just like it was in the up, just like... We did 1 and 2 already.
All right.
I mean, you could do them again, but... Oh, the barrier won't be able to hold them back for long.
Oh, God.
That's a good one.
All right, I'm going to go with 4 and 5. Desperation. What's worse than death, sitting here waiting to die?
Okay, that's a good one, too.
Oh, shit.
All right.
I think I have an idea for my...
It's Ryan's.
Okay.
All right, so when you guys say you're going down in the basement...
Well, it's my scene now, but yeah, what... Yeah, what were you going to say? It's fine. We're all in this together now.
Yeah, I was going to say...
zombie-killing team. Dysfunctional zombie
team. The zombie-surviving team, hopefully. Yeah.
Hap was... Well, no, he wouldn't have been, because he's a big guy. Never mind.
What?
I was going to say one of us should have been a tunnel rat back in Vietnam. Like, we had to explore the VC tunnels.
Could have been me.
Hap wouldn't have done it because he's a refrigerator.
So maybe I'm smaller and skinnier. So going down in the basement gives me flashbacks.
Uh-huh. That's what I was thinking, like. Because, of course, it's an earthen basement, you know.
Yeah. And the bomb shelter is below the basement? Or is it just the basement?
We'd say maybe it's in the basement, you know, like there's a big heavy door.
Right. All right, so we go downstairs into the shelter.
And it's dark a little bit, with the candles flickering, casting shadows up everywhere.
I start, like, wiping my hands on my pants and fidgeting a lot.
You all right there, Jackson?
Yeah, just, kind of reminds me of, Nam with the... Tunnels wasn't not good times. Get a little nervous in tight spaces.
Everything's gonna be okay.
You have blood in your hair and hands then too?
Sometimes. Along with other things.
How many Vietnamese you kill were there?
I don't know. We weren't keeping count.
I would've. How much did you kill? Keep count, Pat?
No, I didn't.
I keep count of every man I kill.
Wow, good for you.
So what's the tally?
57.
It's a lot of dead people.
Yeah, they're dead and numb now. It's a pretty good record for me.
57-0.
We can hear from above us, since the bomb shelter is sort of partially underneath the front porch. We can hear footsteps.
Oh, Christ.
Like a...
It's a blow over the night. The army will come in something.
I don't think this is going to blow over.
Depends how. How widespread it is.
Well, then, if it doesn't blow over the night, well, then we'll figure that out then in the morning.
I mean, what if it's not just New Bern and us? What if it's everywhere?
Maybe we survive.
I bet it was the fucking Russians.
Might have been the old chemical plant. Oh, Some kind of reaction.
Jackson gets up and starts pacing back and forth in the narrow room. I mean, there's probably like four cots
against the wall because they built it for the family. Even though they built it in the 50s, before the kids were born, they, you know, updated it. So there's like four cots, another radio, and like a hand crank radio.
I'm not. Never really read the bio that much, but didn't there something in the bio about, you know, some shit like this?
Yeah, for the end days.
Maybe this is the end days?
I'm sure there's a scientific explanation for all of this.
Sometimes science just can't explain some shit. Some weird shit out there.
Praise Jesus.
Look, we can't just sit down here all night.
Well, that's what we're gonna do. And in the morning, we'll figure it out.
We go up there, we risk antagonizing those things. We're just gonna have to... We're just gonna have to stay here. I think we should get some sleep. Yeah. So one of us should keep watch.
Alright, I'll keep watch then.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sleep right now anyway. I'll keep watch.
Okay. I feel like this is the part where we go to sleep and this scene becomes a fucking full-on flashback for you.
I was thinking either that or I just leave. Because I can't stand to be down here anymore. And I do have the keys to your car in my pocket. But we have four turns left. I don't know if I want to go solo just yet.
So we bed down in the cots.
Oh, you do betray me.
And you're...
Not necessary. I mean, I want to get. I want to get revenge. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. And that tilt doesn't have to happen right now.
You could just open the door, and as you leave,
you just leave it open.
You start pacing back and forth, and all of a sudden, you know, a ghostly voice from your past. You hear, "You're the smallest man in the unit, Kent. Get your ass down in that hole."
Your gun file explosions.
Yes, sir. As I'm, I feel like a little dirt like comes down from the ceiling and lands on me, and I like jump and brush it off. I just start getting flashbacks.
You start in your mind. You start crawling down a dark, completely black EC tunnel. You've got a Zippo. It's all you've got for light, and you can't even hold your weapon in front of you because it's so narrow. They throw a grenade down before they send you in. So you know you crawl down the tunnel, and out of the darkness, slowly emerging, you see a 14 or 15 year old girl with an AK-47 strapped around her neck, half of her face blown off.
I start. Oh God! I get flashbacks. Thinking about the doctor with his throat cut out.
Yeah.
Bitten out.
Because there's something like with an arm, like, oh my God, my arm's off.
I've got an arm off. I don't think they would take the time to say, I've got an arm off.
But they say, oh my God, my arm.
Yeah. Ryan, when you wake up, Ryan, to take the next shift, I'm just against the wall, curled up with my legs against my chest. You can't know, like, three candles around me to give me light.
All night.
Everything okay, Jackson?
I fucking hate the tunnels, man. There's always bad shit down there.
It's all right, brother. It's all right. I feel like this is a bro hug moment.
Pull the picture.
What happened?
You probably put out the picture. My beans in your wallet. I'm like, hey, see, you all made it out.
Yeah. All right, sure. I'll sit there. I'm gonna throw an arm around you and, you know, try to warm you up. See, I got it right here. Picture of all of us shipping home.
Yeah.
Everybody that made it out.
That's right. We made it out.
Donaldson and Clark. You remember Clark?
Yeah. Remember that time Clark dropped his glasses and they broke. He was blind as a bat for a fucking week until they could ship him new ones.
Yeah. Jumpy as hell, too.
And Smith found that dress and dressed up. We told him we found a girl for him at the village. Oh, man.
Man, he almost looked too good by that point.
Yeah. Is it morning yet?
It's only 3 a.m. You try to get some rest. I'll take the next shift.
I heard some glass breaking upstairs.
I'll go check it out.
No, just leave it alone.
All right. I feel like...
Yeah, that's a bad one.
That's
yeah.
a bad ending for you, because...
I go curl up on the cot and don't
yeah.
sleep.
Yeah, I was thinking of a story about some guy would pee in the guy's helmet and then they could put it on. Remember, like, you piss in the guy's helmet and put it on.
All right, Ryan.
What? Remember that time we fragged the lieutenant? We don't talk about that time we fragged the lieutenant. Jesus Christ.
I'm a platoon. That was a good one.
And all right. Does not smell good in the morning.
So I have a feeling that I'm going to establish.
You're going to go check out the crash upstairs?
Yeah, it's a couple of maybe like an hour or so later. You're asleep, and I decide I hear noise outside. I hear, you know, shuffling around in the house, and. I open the door very quietly, and I don't notice it, but Kyle's eyes, you know, flash open. So I walk slowly up the stairs, you know, with my gun out. I've got the hammer back, and standing in the living room is
Marianne.
Isabella. Because
oh.
remember, Meyer told her to come,
yeah.
and I told her to stay, and then we got cut off.
Right,
so of
yeah.
course she's gonna fucking come.
Yeah,
and she's you know, Spacey and Isabella. Isabella, honey.
What? Is she?
I don't know. Wherever the scene goes from here.
I feel like she is bit.
Okay. Are you all right, sweetheart? Are you okay?
Oh, Hap!
She runs over and hugs you.
Oh my God, it's awful out there.
What are you doing here, baby? I told you to stay.
Well, yeah, but Kyle was saying Mom was sick, and then you said she was dead, and the phone cut out, and I didn't know what to do. So I got in the car and came over. I wanted to just see if everything was okay. And then there were people in the streets, and
I know
everyone was attacking me, and
I know
when I got out, this man just walked over and bit me.
Who bit you?
Kyle!
Who the fuck bit you?
I don't know. It looked like, Mr.
Shut.
It looked kind of like, Mr. Delancey.
He's out there now?
I don't know.
Kyle?
I blocked him. Bit my arm, and I just pushed him off and ran into the house. What,
honey?
You know, I had a. Did you nail the front door shut? I had to break a window and climb in.
Yes, we had to board up the house.
Go downstairs.
Baby, how are you feeling? Are you feeling okay?
I'm a little flushed and tired from all the running.
Hap puts his hand to Isabella's forehead.
She's hot.
She is burning up.
Yeah, she's got a cold sweat.
Hey, bring her downstairs. I'm going to deal with this.
She's got a fever. Kyle.
Did you put her in a room? I'm going to deal with this outside.
Yeah, but her room. Why don't you bring it to her room?
Yeah.
In the house.
All right. No. Come with me, honey. I'm gonna put you to bed, okay?
Okay. Is Mom all right? Where's Mom? I want to see Mom.
She's doing fine. She's laying down. She's asleep.
She's asleep too.
You could
yeah.
clearly hear like shuffling and mumbling from Mom from Marianne's room.
What's that noise coming from Mom's room?
She's very sick. She's very sick.
I should go see her and make sure she's okay.
No, you shouldn't. Don't worry yourself. We've been looking after her.
Is she gonna be all right?
I'm making sure.
Okay.
She follows you to her room.
And I go inside.
All right. Well, are you going to undo the door? Or are you going to climb out the broken window?
Well, he said I'm going to climb through the broken window.
Right. I'm guessing it's at the back of the house.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
You could see because like everything is just sort of wide open. In the moonlight, you could see, you know, like a half dozen people spread around just walking across the yards.
I think, you know, he's smart enough to know that Sam was paying attention, so he gets an axe.
Okay. Yeah, well, you had one from the car.
Yeah.
So you grab an axe, I guess. You left upstairs. Mm-hmm. And you walk around the front, and by your sister's... There's a man standing by on the front porch, like, scrabbling at the... Just scratching at the door.
Well, that would be Meyer's scene, right? I saw it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Finish all right, up. Sorry. All right, so I take Isabella into her room. I get her a candle and light it.
What happened to the power?
The power's out all over town.
Oh.
And you said you were bit, honey. Let me see the bite.
Oh, it's all right. She holds up her arm. It's like it's nothing. She pulls back her sleeve, and there's just like a chunk of arm missing.
And it has the same telltale blue veiny look around it.
Yeah.
Like necrotic tissue. Necrotic, that was the word I was looking for before.
It's fine. It was just a scratch. I barely feel it. Honey, could you get me a glass of water?
Sure. Just stay here.
I'm just going to lie down.
Okay. You do that.
She crawls into bed.
I go and I get her some water. I draw some water, and I'm guessing when I come back.
I think she's lying in bed.
Okay.
Not really moving.
I set the glass of water down on her nightstand, and I pick up her hand and I touch her wrist, see if I can get a pulse.
What do you think?
I would say no. Probably not, no.
Yeah, no, there's nothing.
And then she starts to
turn and moan.
I love you, Isabella. I'm sorry. And I reach over and she's got a big heart pillow. And I put it over her head. And I take my gun out of her holster.
You can hear through the pillow. She starts like reaching up and trying to grab you and scratch at you.
I put the muzzle of the gun right flush against the pillow, and I shoot her through it.
All right. Downstairs, Jackson bolts up from the muff of gunshot.
What the hell?
All right. I'd say that's a bad ending for Ryan.
Yeah.
You just had to kill your wife. You salt-eyed her.
Especially because Meyer's probably not going to take too kindly to that.
No. Speaking of which,
so
Meyer's outside.
Yeah, Kyle's a stubborn man, and he knows what the bite means. And knowing that, he thinks that... Only the two only people in the world is now sick, quote unquote.
Right.
He just snaps. He is now gonna kill anything close to his house with his axe.
Okay. So
he goes.
There's the man with like blood on his mouth scratching at the front door. He turns and sees you as you come around from the side of the house and goes,
he starts walking. He's like, "Yeah, come on, come to me, come on, come on." And as he's just holding, he's getting ready with the axe. Like, yeah, he comes in and he cuts his. And the zombie comes scrawling and he just goes right to his head.
The axe makes it like a wet crunch as it cracks through his skull into his brain. As you yank it back out, and he goes and falls down.
Another one's coming at you. This one is Mrs. Peterson from next door.
Yeah.
Let's go. Remember that fucking cat, Mrs. Peterson? I hated that fucking cat. Like, I just cut her cleanly her head off.
Her body falls to the ground. The head rolls away, and the teeth are still.
And I just get close, and her head falls off and just roll, and Kyle just files the head and just stomps on her head.
Remember that cat, Mrs. Peterson? I hated that fucking cat.
You start making some noise, and you see people on the streets start turning and walk towards you.
And as the scene is just, I just start running up to all the zombies, just splitting their heads open one by one.
And all of a sudden you hear...
I look in the window, I see a flash. And he just... I think it's a mixture of rage and just sadness. And he kind of goes... kind of looks down, like, what to do, thinking for a second as zombies are getting close to them. And he just destroys every zombie that scrambles when they get close to him. And then he's just walking.
Well, we're out of black dye, so you hear half a white zombie
die. Yeah, well, you've got some clarity of purpose now.
Yeah. All right. It's our last... Is that the end of your scene?
Yeah, the scene is
I'm walking
back to the house with your bloody axe.
And I think you're probably covered in blood, too. All right. So... Two, three, three, four. I feel like we had that one before. Alright. So no escape. No safety either. Four. It's not too late. Amputate the arm. He's starving over here. How can we get him some food? Instability. The barrier won't be able to hold them back for long. Oh no, we don't have a one. Widespread power outage. We're rapidly depleting food supply. Three would be either. Oh, okay. So, last one is irrationality. I'm not leaving.
Oh, God.
That seems good.
All right. So I feel like you should rush upstairs to see what the hell happened.
So is Myers.
He walks in bloody and...
Yeah, I run upstairs. What the hell just happened? Is Myers like climbing in through the broken window covered in blood with the axe behind him. What? Kyle, what happened?
Killed my sister.
What?
We have to go.
I was here. You're bitter.
Your sister's here?
Listen, she was gone, Kyle.
You killed Isabella?
She was bit. Oh, God. She had turned.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
I understand.
We can't stay here, Kyle.
Look, the window's busted. There are a whole bunch of the street men coming towards the house. We gotta go.
I understand. My mom's dead. And now my sister's dead. I have no reason to live anymore. So I'm going to spend the rest of my life killing every single person. Every single leaf dead fox. I'm staying here, and I'm killing the whole town. I'm burning to the ground.
Kyle, that's ridiculous. That's insane.
That's crazy.
I'm staying here. I suggest you guys leave.
Listen to me, Kyle. There's got to be somewhere that isn't touched, somewhere that's not affected.
We just got to go.
Somewhere we can hide out from these things.
I don't want to live in it. My mom and sister are dead. I have nothing.
Happy has gone. We gotta go.
Then go.
Alright.
I'm not stopping you.
Let's take some of the canned food from the basement.
Right, there was a bag down there. I go back down and come up a few minutes later with a big duffel bag full of food.
How much did you leave him?
I took like a third.
Okay. Should have enough food for a couple of weeks, Kyle. We're going to head east towards KC. Or maybe we should head west, since they said to avoid the population center.
Yeah, I guess.
This all blows over, you know where to find me. If we all survive.
Listen. I'm gonna stop by the old hardware store, see if I can steal a CB. I'll be on channel 12.
Sounds good. How about you, how about you, drop me off there too? Maybe I can find some more, axes and some more weapons to, go to town with.
All right.
Yeah, sure. So we climb out the broken window. You cleared out the front.
Yeah.
So I have the keys. I toss them. I open the trunk and I toss them to you. Put all the food and stuff in the back. Grab one of the axes from the trunk, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the passenger seat. Let's go to the hardware store.
All right. So things have really gone to hell in Mana since we were there earlier.
There's fires in some places, yeah.
Power's out, but the power lines are all, you know, down. There are
zombies in the streets, yeah. Some people running away, lots of broken storefronts. The hardware store seems has already been broken into.
Yeah, so we don't have to even break the window, we just walk in.
I'll stay with the car. You guys go in. Something shambles over.
Is it your scene, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys go in.
Oh, yeah.
Something starts shambling over towards me. I grab my axe and just... right in its head. Hurry up, though! More thing, because we're on Main Street.
All right.
And so people start... Or people.
Yeah. I grab a couple of axes, chainsaw.
Yeah.
Pipe. And a pipe, yeah. Good length of a pipe. And since it's a small town hardware store, he's got a small electronics section. Break the display and take out the old, you know,
CB.
Dash-mounted CB, yeah.
I got a whole bunch of stuff. I brought a duffel bag. It's on my back. I take my wallet out when I get to the cash register and
when you guys come outside, there's like a half dozen bodies on the ground and I'm standing there panting. You done shopping?
Yeah, I think we are.
Alright. Well, gentlemen, it's been good. Take care of yourselves.
Everett, I still think you're an asshole, but good luck. Hold out a bloody hand.
No.
Ah. Wipe it off on my pants.
Sorry for calling you shit.
It's alright. Ab, we gotta go.
Yeah.
There's like a dozen shamblers down the street making their way towards us.
And I just slowly walk into the
Good luck.
Oh, happy.
Yeah.
If you both make Adams alive. Next time I see you, I might kill you. No offense.
Fair enough, Kyle. Fair enough.
Alright, one of the football players starts coming down, zombie football player starts coming down another street. Oh shit, man, we gotta go. That kid can tackle. So I guess this is a good night for me, because it's wild.
Yeah.
And this is going to suck, because...
Wait, it's only these?
No, roll the other one. I'm the only one that doesn't... of course. Four. So that's 12.
Oh, wow. I got 15 white.
I got
15 30. Black, rather.
And I got 8 black.
I got 13 white.
All right, black. 8. Nothing to write home about. Back to where you started. Maybe sore and broke, just like yesterday and tomorrow. You probably learned something, though, like how to do it right next time. Next time. And Ryan, what did you have?
15 black.
Awesome. Insanely great. You will emerge not only unscathed, but if there's a girl involved, she's dropping her drawers. You might even get rich off this caper. Who knows?
Well, you know what?
Time
Hang
for
on.
A new ride.
Let's. I'm not going to count these. Go with 7 black.
All right. All right. Pathetic. You'll suffer. Oh, dear God, will you suffer. And everyone will know of your malfeasance, your stupidity, your lack of common sense and decency. You're probably going to be locked up, too.
Then I got 11.
11 whites. Not too shabby. You made it out with dignity intact through some fluke. There might even be a little profit or self-respect or something. Time to throw a little party for all your friends. So I think we all survive.
Yeah.
Which is good. I would assume that...
I had to shoot my wife.
Yeah, that's pretty, it's
that
pretty bad.
That fucked me up inside. Yeah. Even though black is really more physical consequences,
That's still...
I kind of feel like that's kind of where this is going,
yeah.
You know? He was the calm, collected one throughout the whole thing, and now he's just sort of, you know, listless because
distant and on
edge. Yeah,
he doesn't like violence at all anymore. He's just...
So I get stuck with all the zombie killing whenever we run into something.
Kind of turn him off violence because it's off his game.
Or how about we stop at a pharmacy in you know a town or two over. And I get into some of the harder prescription drugs, you know, Vicodin or
every
something.
Every time you kill a zombie, you see your wife's face.
Yeah.
See
okay.
So I just start popping Vicks to numb myself.
So I think it blows. I mean, eventually it does blow over. I think. And Meyer, you spent I'd say like 2 days, probably just killing zombies and mana.
Oh yeah.
Does it blow over or does it spread?
I don't know.
Because I kind of feel like with the you know with the whole town going so quickly, and
that's
fires
true, yeah.
in New Bern, it's
pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
bad.
But
you know what?
We so maybe we keep in contact with the CB.
Yeah, and I am doing very well because I'm just destroying.
I would say within like 2 months, you've killed most of the zombies in.
Yeah. The people who survived, the other survivors have sort of
looked at me.
Yeah, appointed you their de facto leader because you're the one who you know.
So maybe we eventually come back to Mana, like in 2 or 3 months, because we're in contact with Meyer on the CB, so he lets us know that it's...
My stronghold is at the Mana Hotel.
Oh yeah, the Mana Hotel that we were at for 10 seconds.
That's the stronghold because. But I picture that he's...
We don't know. We weren't at the hotel at all.
No, we weren't.
We just kind of ignored the hotel. Whoops.
Oh, whatever.
Kyle, when he left you, he slowly made his way to his house and killed all the people in his way. And then when he got to his mom, he decided, well... He took a night, but he decided... That you know, spare his mom his agony, and he took care of her. But then he took all the canned goods and all the stuff, and just burned his house down with all the terrible memories. And then he decided to spend the rest of time holed up at the Man Hotel.
Honestly, the high school would probably be better because there's probably if it was you know there's probably a bomb shelter and like shelters in the high school. Because this is the 80s, there's definitely like some sort of air raid shelter.
Yeah.
Cold
War.
Yeah, right. So they went to high school and killed some bunch of teachers and kids.
Yep.
People saw Red Dawn and pissed themselves.
Yeah.
Alright.
And then maybe 3 months later, we make our way back.
And I'm a shallow reflection of what I once was, high on pills, jittery, and.
And I'm definitely a lot darker, a little more muscular from swinging that damn axe so much. I've taken to calling her Loretta. Oh no, I'm going to call her Lucille. Like
and
the bat.
You come to my my own kingdom, my zombie-free kingdom.
And we help. Maybe you and I are almost friends now.
Yeah.
If not friends, then at least not hating each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to go with a 15 black, but then I kind of thought to myself, you know what? There's really no way that you can come out of this scenario
that's true.
Insanely great, except really, like, Meyer's way, and I don't think it, you know.
Even that's not, like, insanely great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just, he doesn't care anymore. He's a psychopath, basically. He just...
You lost the last two people on the planet that actually meant anything to you.
The only two people.
Yeah.
So this is like, this is basically hell on Earth, and this is, that's why he's okay with it, because he doesn't care.
This is where he belongs now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought that was a good one.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, so we would definitely recommend downloading the Living Dead little mini playset. If you're a fan of fiascos or horror games, you can definitely download this and turn some of your other fiascos upside down.
Yeah, I think that's a cool mechanic that it pairs with other playsets.
Yeah, that it just gets injected into.
And it, I like the slowly building zombie atmosphere. You know, where at first it starts out normal and everything is.
Well, I mean, I think that was just the kind of the way we played it.
Well, I feel like that's the way it's meant to be played.
Right. Yeah, because it does kind of. Even, you know, the playset parts kind of build from foreboding to instability to irrationality to desperation to safety to escape.
So it gets more and more intense as the numbers get on. And I liked our characters, too.
I thought we had a really good dynamic. I mean, not everything came into play, but...
Yeah, no.
I mean, the need to get even... I mean, that was sort of like underneath our Mind and Myers relationship. And the picture you guys had was your whole reason for being there.
Right. And I kind of thought that was going to come into play, like we were going to go and dig up the body and it was going to be alive or something. But that never really, you know, we got to it another way. And I did like the way our picture came into play. It's just sort of this thing, you know, you were having these horrible flashbacks and I just started, you know, reminiscing with you about the good times.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So this was definitely.
But, you know, I think that's what happens when you have zombies. You have something like a goal or you have something to do, and then zombies happen, and you have to gotta drop it because it's zombies.
Yeah. Right.
Which is what the Living Dead playset says. You know, you roll up your fiasco like it's a normal thing, and then you inject zombies. So I think if you plan for zombies to happen, it won't work as well because you'll be planning for zombies. So. And then it's more natural if your characters are just like, oh shit, what's going on?
Right.
And I think the way we did it, you know, with Meyer's mom being like almost patient zero at the doctor's office, and I thought that was really cool. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, we had a lot of good scenes in this one.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you all enjoyed it too.
Yep.
Our Living Dead Mana Hotel, not really Mana Hotel,
but yeah,
the town of Mana. Yeah, we kind of. Completely ignored the hotel.
And for those of you who have seen Jericho, fuck New Bern.
Yeah, New Bern blows.
Nuts.
Nuts!